Zimbabwe, ZESA suffers incessant electrical equipment vandalization. ZESA suffers incessant electrical vandalization. There has been an increase in the illegal copper sales. Electrical cables made of copper are increasingly being stolen. The Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority, ZESA, has decried an increase in the vandalization of electrical installations in several suburbs. The vandalization of equipment has increased with electric cables, particularly copper armored cables, being targeted. The rising cost of copper and the poor supply in the country has resulted in the illegal sale of copper cables. ZESA has estimated losses of at least $100 million annually to theft and vandalism. The syndicate involved in the theft and sale of these cables are believed to be former or aggrieved staff of ZESA. In addition, residents allege that individuals posing as ZESA officials have carried out these acts of vandalism. A resident, Tanashi Mukaira, said in quote, "Our power cable was stolen some 3 weeks back. Initially, a team of ZESA officials visited our area around mid-morning. That very same day around midnight, we lost power. I thought it was an ordinary fault or load shedding, only to find out in the morning that our main cable had been stolen." End of quote. Several towns have fallen victim of these acts of vandalism, with residents forced to make contributions to meet the replacement costs of the stolen property. The continuous vandalization has forced the ZESA to seek stiffer penalties for vandalism through legislation. In response, the parliament has approved a 30-year jail term for power infrastructure vandals.